colourful music for colourful people.
This is Colourful Radio.
Brenda Russell and Walking in New York, one of the excellent tracks that appears on the new compilation album. We'll be telling you about this album for weeks and weeks now. It's called In the Thick of It, the very best of Brenda Russell for the UK label called Dome Records. And I'm very, very happy to say I have the lovely Brenda Russell with me now on the line, all the way from, is it Washington, D.C. you're in now, Brenda?
Yes, I am. I'm in Washington visiting the cast of The Color Purple, opening at the Kennedy Center tonight.
Oh, that's great. The Color Purple is something that you've been involved with for a couple of years now, since the soundtrack came out in 2007, I think it was, wasn't it? And it's been tremendously successful. We're talking about the Alice Walker novel, which was adapted into a film, first of all, and now you're taking it on tour. Is it as a play, as a musical?
Yes, I co-wrote the score, just so people understand why I'm involved. And we ran on Broadway for a couple of years. Did very well, and now the cast is touring around the States. Yes.
And how's it been received? Are you going to bring it to the UK?
I am working really hard on that because no, the UK and the West End, the people would love this show. So, you know, we're really trying to make that happen.
And have you had?
I'd like to get any excuse to get over there.
Absolutely. Well, we're waiting for you to come over here. It's been a while since I think we've seen you over here, isn't it? How long has since you've been to the UK?
Well, it's been a couple of years. I recorded my last album over there, actually, a great deal of it, called Between the Sun and the Moon. I had a blast. I love the UK, my friends, my musician friends, some great people there. And, yeah, I look forward to doing a show. I haven't done a show there in quite a few years.
In the Thick of It, it's one of those tracks that simply just gets requested down the years. I mean, I've been doing this for the best part of 30 years now, I think, on various radio stations, and people still phone up and ask for that record. It's incredible how that record has tested the time. 30 years since that came out now. Does it make you scared when you think about that?
No, it makes me very happy because it tells me that I did a good job on that song. And that song wasn't even released as a single in the United States. It was only the UK that picked up on it and put it out. And I was so happy about it because it was one of my favorite tracks off that. That was my first album. And it was one of my favorites off of that album. And I was so loving the people in the UK for picking it. And I was very happy.
I think that's the song that made us fall in love with Brenda Russell for sure. And latterly, of course, you had the hit Get Here. And I remember about 20 years ago, I was on a radio station, and there was a cover version done by Aleta Adams. And she came in and she sat behind a Steinway Grand and delivered a version of that, which would have just made the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I mean, did you like her version?
Yes, I loved it. The first time I heard it, well, it was kind of an ironic thing, the whole scenario, because I wrote that song in Stockholm, Sweden. I was there recording, and I was very inspired in Stockholm, and I wrote it there. And the first place that Aleta heard the song was in a shop in Stockholm. So it was kind of ironic. And she recorded it. Someone called me up and played it to me over the phone. That's how I first heard it. And I just started crying. It was so beautiful. Beautiful rendition of that song.
Getting a lot of love from Europe, from the UK, and from around Europe. I mean, are you getting love back home these days?
Oh, yeah. I'm a lucky girl. I'm always getting love. From all over the world. It's incredible, you know, from Brazil to Japan to Poland. I mean, I get letters from all over the planet, and I'm a very grateful person. Because, you know, I love people, I love different cultures, and I reach out to people and in different cultures and collaborate with people all over the planet. So, you know, I'm a universal kind of person.
Well, the kind of the title that has been applied to your music these days is smooth jazz, but you'll always be soul to me.
Thank you.
And soul music,
I'll always be soulful.
Soul music to me is making a bit of a resurgence. I mean, when you listen to the radio around, you know, the States and Europe nowadays, it's a diminishing art, soul. I mean, it seems like soul's been taken out of a lot of radio programming. Do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, and it's a very sad thing to me. It's not like the artistry isn't there. It's just that the focus from the media is not on true soul music the way, you know, we've known it for so many years. And great R&B singers have been replaced by rap artists, and, you know, the beautiful black voice, singing voice. I hate to see that go away. I hate to see that, you know, sexy male singing voice, you know,
yeah,
disappear off the map. That's not a good thing.
Some of these young guys lack the subtlety of Teddy Pendergrass these days, don't they, really?
That's exactly the name I was thinking of when we were talking about this. Teddy and Marvin Gaye and, you know, yeah, even Luther Vandross, who recorded one of my songs that a lot of people may know called If Only for One Night.
Yeah.
And such people love that song because of Luther, you know.
Well, you're working with Fantasia Barrino on the Color Purple in D.C., am I right?
Absolutely. I forgot to say that. Yes, Fantasia's opening tonight. And the last time I saw her in the show was on Broadway. She did a couple of months, maybe, with us on Broadway and brought the house down. People, Broadway people don't jump up and scream and shout. You know, they're very, you know, conservative type audience. But let me tell you, when Fantasia gets up there, people are screaming and shouting.
She really sings from the legacy of soul music, doesn't she?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen anyone like her that hits you in your gut like since Aretha Franklin. This woman
wow
has a very special gift, and I hope she doesn't, you know, get just thrown out there and mixed in with just the average R&B singer or whatever, because she's unique totally.
She certainly is. And for those of you that may be listening and thinking, who's Fantasia Barrino? Well, Fantasia was the young lady. Was she a winner of American Idol?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the winner, because we get so confused. There's so many people are runners up and go on over here to have, you know, recording careers. It's difficult to remember who won, who came second. They said, but it doesn't really matter. But she was on American Idol, and one of the most amazing voices around at the moment, and really, really continuing the legacy of soul, as I say. And I'm sure she'll do a fantastic job for you over there.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm excited. I'm getting ready to lose my voice now. I barely have one as it is. Because early here in the morning, I sound, I have a very deep voice, but by the end of the night, I will have no voice after screaming for Fantasia.
And that's just from screaming. You're not actually singing in the musical Color Purple yourself, are you?
Oh, no. I'm just screaming from the audience.
Right.
Now, well, my job is done. We took 5 years to create the score, sorry.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of work.
We're talking to Brenda Russell here on Colourful Radio. I'm Chris Phillips, and I mentioned at the beginning of our chat the new compilation album called In the Thick of It, The Best of Brenda Russell. This CD, is it made up of any new songs, or is it purely songs that you've put out before, Brenda?
They're all songs I've put out before, but some might be new to the UK audience. And I was just so thrilled that they put it together, Peter Robinson and Dome Records. They have such great taste, and they really put a very nice collection together. It reminds me of how many records I've made and how many songs I've written out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lovely thing. I like that.
Just to close, I want to talk to you about Michael Jackson, because I couldn't get Brenda Russell on the phone and not ask about how Michael Jackson's passing has impacted on all the people around you. I mean, did you ever have the chance to work with Michael himself?
Yes, I did. Actually, it was on a record for Donna Summer. Quincy Jones had just put together a little all-star vocal group background. It was this first attempt at doing something like, you know, Live Aid or We Are the World. This was the very first experiment, I should say. And it was Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson, and Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald and Dionne Warwick, Lionel Richie. Was all these wonderful artists, and I was included. I was standing in between Stevie and Michael, and I was just in a heaven. I couldn't believe it, and Michael was so shy and so sweet and nice. It's a horrendous event. I just feel, listening to all of these different rumors, I hope people really understand that one thing I have to talk about is Michael was not trying to make himself white. People always the rumors out there are horrible.
Mm.
He had a disease called vitiligo, which takes the pigment out of your skin and turns your skin. You lose the color of your skin. So a dark person becomes very, very, very light. My mother has it as well, so I know it very well. And the way the the media has turned that into a disgusting, he's trying to be white story. You know, people need to know the truth about the man. He was not trying to be white. He was very upset about losing his color.
Well, for every negative story about Michael, we can find five or six really positive ones. I mean, beyond what the media says, I mean, the way that the music has impacted on lives, one of the most common things that people say to me is, I can't get over it. I feel like I've lost a family member.
Absolutely. You know, his songs, I mean, when you really look at it, as we have done lately, it's overwhelming what he's given us. And his dancing, my God, the man was like an interplanetary creature.
Yeah.
He didn't move like a normal human. It was amazing what he did and what he gave us. And, you know, I'm grateful that we even had Michael here as long as we did.
It makes you value life. And you're obviously a big fan, like just about everyone. And I said it before, and I'll say it again, I honestly think Michael Jackson is bigger than religion. You know, he touches places in the world where some other people's religions don't.
Yes. Well, he was a unifier, which is what religion should be about. It doesn't always achieve that. But Michael definitely achieved that. He united people all over the planet. And that's one of the best kinds of religion you can have. I wouldn't call him a religion, but I would call him a very tremendous force of good in the world.
Well, that's the healing power of music, Brenda, and I know that you've adopted that gift yourself. And you know, like I say, down the years, people have requested your songs, and will continue to do so. And thank you so much for taking time out to chat to us from DC today, here in London, where it's absolutely scorching here, and your music will cool us down in a minute.
It's been such a pleasure. You're a very good interviewer. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, bless you. There you are. It's official. I need a pay rise now. Well, Brenda, listen, we look forward to you coming over to the UK for sure. And let's hope that it's not going to take too long to get you over here. And when you do, you know, you're very welcome here. And, you know, we can get together and chew the fat, play some records, huh?
I would love it. I love your taste. And God bless everyone.
Thank you very much to Brenda Russell for joining us here this afternoon. Brenda, I'm going to play out with In the Thick of It, and good luck with the compilation album. Good luck with the show. Hopefully we'll see it over here, The Colour Purple, and thanks for taking part.
Colourful music for colourful people.
This is Colourful Radio.